understanding the new, and why am I mentioning this? Some of you have been in some of my other trainings, so you've heard me talk about the business unit. But you know, understanding the incredible nature of the new consumer program, and the fact that we finally have a program or a format or a methodology of moving forward in this business that is more reflective of what we actually experience on a daily basis, which is what, when we go out and we share, we're going to find more customers than we're going to find people who want to do the business. That's a given. All of us understand. But historically in Manitech, we always built structures based on find four associates, help them find four, and that was the whole concept that we ran with. Well, and I believe I've told all of you on a Monday calls in the past, I just fell in love with this whole new concept of doing the business using the, you know, four free discount program and consumer acquisition program, because it more clearly reflects what people are experiencing. Instead of putting somebody in as an associate who really just wants to consume products, we now can bring them in exactly at the level that they want to be in, which is they just want to be a consumer. And it doesn't confuse or ruin our structure. Because the purpose of having structure in an organization is to make it what? Is to make it duplicatable, make it predictable, so that people can do it. But when you build something that fails inherently because you're putting consumers into associate positions, thus they have no incentive to go out and find their four, you're all of a sudden blowing up your entire organization before you even get started. And what happens is now you become somebody who has to go out there and do what? You got to go out there and be prospecting every day of your life. Forever and ever and ever. You have to be the master prospector who never stops. So you fall into the trap, Rick Tonita calls it this, the trap of believing that your job is mass recruiting. And it's not. So we're getting out of that trap. And some of you can say, yoo-hoo, I want to be out of that trap. How many of you want to be out of the trap of having to have to mass recruit? Yeah. Because every day of our lives, we don't want to find ourselves always out there pounding on doors, knocking on doors, doing. Are we wanting to share what we have with people? Absolutely. But the pressure that's the only way our business is going to grow is if we're out there sharing 24/7 is ridiculous. So we're getting away from that because we're building structure, a duplicatable structure that has predictable results. And we're starting with the premise that we don't find four who get four. Because you know what? It's not realistic that you're going to first four people you find are going to all want to do this business. In fact, I would suggest that it's virtually impossible. Of course, if you just go out there and you're just soliciting business people and when somebody wants to consume the product, you say, no, sorry, I don't do that. I guess you could potentially find your first four that you find are all business builders because that's all you're going after. But this program about building a business unit is about what? Putting in place something that's duplicatable. It's a structure that's duplicatable. So let's talk about Rick. Rick wrote an article, Predictable Behavior Generating Predictable Results. And I think it's an awesome article. He also has a beautiful article out there called The Magic of Structure. And you can find both of those. I think they're both published in Network Marketing Times. But he's a neat guy. In fact, I tried to hire him to coach me at one time, like 10 years ago, when I was just getting, you know, I was presidential and I was out on my track to grow my business. And I loved what he wrote in that article, The Magic of Structure. And I knew it was for me. But the problem was, I tried to hire him. It was going to cost me $20,000 for 1 year, and he was going to coach me. And then he got a job working at another network marketing company to help build the system. So he could never take me on, which is disappointing to me because I really thought that was so crucial. And I don't know, you can ask, I asked myself the question for that time, Mary Jo, why didn't you teach yourself then? And that's, I could have done that, but I didn't. And it cost me because I think I could have been a different place today, even though I was successful in Manitech. This is really where success lies. And that is being on a business track where you can create predictable results. Because that's really what this is about. And so your first question you have to ask yourself is, what are we trying to duplicate? Are we trying to duplicate ourselves or an organization? Now, historically, I was running around with my head chopped off trying to duplicate Mary Jo. I said, all you need to do is let me train you, teach you how to share, how to do this, how to do that, how to do that. Just be like Mary Jo. Well, the problem with that was that a lot of people can't be just like Mary Jo. In fact, it's not about who Mary Jo is. It's about who each one of you are. No one can be just like you either, no matter where you are in your life. It's not something, we don't want to duplicate ourselves for a number of reasons. Number one, because with all the good also comes all the bad. So I don't want them to pick up my bad habits as well. I want people not to duplicate me, but I want them to do what? I want to duplicate the organization. I want people in my organization to duplicate my organization. I want people in my organization to be able to build a sophisticated structure of business builders and consumers that eventually evolves for them to be something that they become regional, national, executive, presidential, silver presidential, platinum presidential, and it just happens because the structure is self-duplicating. Make sense? That's kind of what network marketing is built around, that as you grow, that you hit different levels, and it naturally starts progressing. It's built off of leverage. It's duplication, and that's what we want. We want the organization to duplicate, not ourselves, and that it matters greatly which one you choose. So start looking at it. No, you know what? Mary Jo's right. I want my organization. I want an organizational structure to duplicate, not me. That takes a lot of pressure off of you, right? And that's where it needs to be. You need to build what is that organization? And the core of duplication is called structure, because structure generates predictable behavior, and predictable behavior produces predictable results. All of that is all the underlying theory behind what Rick is trying to tell us in this article, in his Magic of Structure article. It's about structure generating predictable behavior. So we got to choose our structure, right? And that's what the business unit is, and we'll get into that. Elliot Jacks invested 40 years of research into creating organizations that generate predictable and sustainable outputs, and he found two things. Number one, he found the desired output had to be defined. The desired output had to be defined. So for those of you who are out there telling people, just go up, sign up a bunch of people, put them in, sign them up, and then help them sign up a bunch of people, what are you doing? You're taking a gun and you're pointing it at your head and your foot and at your, you're shooting yourself in your foot, because what's happening is you're self-destructive. Just running around like your head's chopped off. Have people gotten a presidential director in Manitech doing that? Yes, they have. And you know what? Those same people are not presidential directors today, because they built their entire business just purely around massive momentum. And then the minute they stopped, what happened? The minute they took a breath, the minute they left the country and spent 2 months out in Australia and then came back, what happened to their organization? Because their whole organization was all built around them, not a structure, but them. So you have to have a desired output and make it defined. And for us, that's the business unit. We have a desired structure, and we define it, and then we help people create it. He found the process for creating it had to be based on legitimate education. Right. You can't just push, cajole, clamor. You need to have legitimate education. You need to have a structure around your educational process. And he found that people have to progress through four roles. The first role is learn and practice. Just like you and I, we have to learn and practice. How do we learn and practice? As I said to Lydia the other day, I said, I'm totally convicted and committed to building a business unit. That's our goal. We're going to have a business unit in place. Okay? So we're going to build a business unit, and we're kicking that off. This is all part of my concept of what I'm creating this summer. Isn't this great? And we're all going to do that, and we're going to create that. And through that process, you're going to see some incredible things happen. But we're going to create it, learn and practice, create a business unit, and then what do we do? What's our second step? Then we step back to teach others. I take my four associates out of my 20 customers and four associates. Now I take my four associates, and I help those four build their business unit. So now I get into the teach mode. I'm now into the teach mode of what I've just learned and practiced. Now I'm teaching people to do what I just did. The third role is mentoring. Now what I'm going to do is mentor the teachers, because now what's going to happen to my four associates after they build their business units? Now I'm going to mentor them to be the best teachers they can be of their 16 associates, the four of them collectively brought in, to help them build their business units. And finally, once I get to that level, three levels deep, now I stand back and I'm going to be part of the manager role. I'm going to become responsible for ensuring that all the people in all the roles just keep an eye on the downline, do three-way calls, you know, support people in whatever way I can. But without my hands being in the teaching, mentoring, I'm going to be more of a manager role. So I have these four roles I'm going to play. But in order for me to duplicate that, I've got to do it effectively myself and then teach and train people. That's their next step as well. And that's what it just follows along what 40 years of research have shown of how to build this business in a structured way that creates predictable results, has a predictable behavior, okay, and creates predictable results. So let's look at our desired output in network marketing is to build a business unit. Now, you can look at my business unit, but I believe that by, you know, and this is something we've been talking about for a long time. You've heard me talk about it. Some of you on my Monday night sessions have heard me talk about the business unit. I just think it's awesome. You know, the minute they came out with this consumer program, it was like, oh, I fell in love. I have a program that really works. And I copied on the outline today, Manatech 12-month business plan. Build your business unit, then duplicate. Isn't that awesome? Now, Lydia and I are still working on this. I found three typos this morning again, so just bear with us. So I think she typed on the word draft. It's all color-coded. I don't know if you've got that, but each one of the levels is color-coded. But the whole concept of this, if you're looking at this chart right now, you're going to see exactly how I suggest people build their business. I believe you ought to build your business in your first three business periods. If you want to just do this in a very, you know, kind of like the tortoise versus the hare. I have one person that in my downline today who gave me, said, Mary Jo, I want to make $3,000 over the next 3 months. I want to be up to $3,000 a month. So what I did for him is I built him a business plan that instead of business period 1 through 3, you complete your business unit. He's going to complete his business unit in one business period. So depending on what income you want to make, you can build your structure, your business plan differently. But this business plan is more reasonable for the average person who is not necessarily doing this 24/7 or desperate to have to make so much money at a certain given time, right? So what you're doing here is you're looking at a business unit structure. You got four associates you're going to find and 20 customers. And when you find 20, even in the way I've drafted the chart, you can see where I suggest you build your own member account first before you put your customers underneath it. And then you can add referrals. Notice the word referral. If you get more customers, I want you to be adding them out like a centipede underneath you. This is more of a referral structure, because once you build referrals, what are you going to want to do with the referrals? You're going to want to help them get their products for free as well. So you could technically put all your customers in one leg, but I suggest that if you go out and find somebody else who's a customer, which all of us are going to do because we run into people who don't want to do the business, just because you get your business unit done in the first three business periods doesn't mean you ever stop prospecting. It just means you're not a prospecting machine. It's just going to be in our human nature that we're going to want to share with people, right? We're going to share with people how they can take back control of their health. So we're going to continue to be out there recruiting people, but our job is not mass recruiting. We're going to play different roles. What are we going to be? We're going to be a teacher. We're going to be a mentor. We're going to be a manager. We're not going to be stuck in the role of mass recruiter the rest of our lives. So just to give you some idea, the person I was working with, I said, you know, your first 30 days, which would be under this plan, your first 90 days, your first three business periods, you're going to be spending two-thirds of your time doing one thing, and that is recruiting. You're going to be prospecting. You're going to be talking to people. You're going to be committed to be out there and sharing with people about Manatech. But after that, once you build your business unit, now you go into that teach mode, and you help your associates step into what you just went through. And they're going to do the same thing to build their business unit. Got it? And that's all it does. It just kind of shows you where you get. And it shows this whole business plan is consistent with Manatech's incentive as well. If you do this and if you build your business unit in the first three business periods, you win your iPad, making about $480 a month. If you, the next three business periods, you help your four associates build their business units, then and you add some more customers, and I'm really just telling you, the add more customers on this chart just suggests that you should never stop helping your customers get their products for free. So this could, you're always going to be working on a referral basis doing that. You're going to be making $1,000 to $2,500 per month, and you're going to win the Disney vacation. Notice how it aligns perfectly with Manitech's incentive program. In business period 7 through 9, you're going to help the 16 new associates build their business unit. Well, in effect, with our new magic of structure with Rick, you're going to be teaching your four business partners, right? Right? You're going to be mentoring your four business partners who have just built their units, mentoring them in their teaching of their 16 to build their business units, right? You're going to add more 10 more customers. Now, at the end of 9 business periods, you're going to be making $2,500 to $6,000 per month. You're going to qualify as executive director, and you're going to win the $10,000 executive bonus. It's a great thing. And then business period 10 through 12, you just take it one step further. So this is just building one level, two level, three level, four levels down. Same structure that you did at top. One business unit and consistently build it. Everybody understand that? Any questions about the 12-month business plan? Kind of like the, how many months do you actually have to win all the incentives? Manitech gives you another 6 months, right? Theirs is based on 18. Yeah, so you really, this is a concept that is condensed into 12 business periods instead of 18. But it's, you know, if you make this approach, take this tact, you're going to get there faster. And notice how I put at the bottom of the sheet, I make it really clear that you only need 36 total associates who have completed their business units in order to become a presidential director. So you don't need all 84. The chart will show 84 total. 4, 16 is 20, 64 is 80, right? So you're going to have 84 associates. You don't need all 84 associates to become a presidential director. You only need 36 associates who complete their business unit, and you will now be a presidential director. So there's your chart. That's a chart. That's your kind of goal. That gives you the core of duplication is structure. Grab onto the business unit. Now, it's my understanding that Manitech is working on a trifold or some document that's going to, what is it going to represent and reflect? It's going to talk about the business unit. So, Yahoo, what I've been talking about for 8 weeks now, something Manitech is absorbing, they're putting it into their materials, they're going to be drafting some materials for you. I think it's awesome. And I'll tell you, it has a resounding impact on people that I'm doing three-way calls with. They really get it, and they can see it, and they can taste it. And that's what's important, that they can, you know, in the past you used to say, all you need is 600 associates ordering $100 a month, and you're a presidential director. Which one sounds better to you? You need 36 associates who've completed their business unit, which is finding four associates and having 20 customers. If you do that, you become presidential director. Or would you rather hear somebody say, all you need is 600 associates ordering $100 a month and you're presidential director? You can use both languages. They get the same result, but one sounds very different than the next, right? Yeah. All right, so our first step, and we need to learn and practice how to build our business unit. And I put down here a bunch of things, and I've added to the outline. I left out D on my outline, so I want you to do that. When we get there, I'll tell you what it is. But learn the following skills, and you can develop your own skill chart for yourself. But the skills that I just came up with off the top of my head, number one would be using Navigate system. You want it for sharing with people for the foundation on how to do the business. In other words, our map on steroids, right? Review the plotter, the why, the ideal day, the goals, the commitments. All of that's important. That's part of your skills that you need to develop. B is how to approach people to consume Nutriveris. Well, you want to build a contact list for consumers. You want to make sure you have proper languaging around how do you talk about Nutriveris. And we keep bringing up the same languaging. It's so effective about, you know, the newest market offering. And we have people doing some health fairs, some art fairs. We're going to be down at a karate tournament next weekend, and we're going to be doing the same thing. We have big signs that say newest market offering in nutritional industry. And then we have two big words that we're flashing, convenient and affordable. That's our attractor factor. So you need to, you know, you need to build language, but languaging is important to go out there and get consumers. All right. Second thing, extreme food makeover events. You can learn how to do those. And again, you don't have to use the word extreme food makeover. I have fallen in love with it. It's working for me. I'm doing one Wednesday night here in Plano. I mean, it's just, it's a blast. We're having a lot of fun with it. Number three is other marketing methods, BNI or other networking groups, chiropractic offices or other integrative medical professionals, sharing, just one-on-one, nonprofits. There are just so many vehicles, but choose a group of vehicles that you want to teach and train, and you're going to learn what you learn on. You want to teach that and train that to other people. But don't isolate yourself into one vehicle, because people are going to choose different things. Some people don't want to have anything to do with nonprofits. When you start brand new, I even look at people and say, you're going to spend a lot of time running around on for a nonprofit. You might get your 10 consumers really, or 20 consumers really fast for your business unit, but nonprofits take a lot of work, a lot of energy, and you're not going to make the money off of them, the nonprofit's going to. So nonprofits might be something you look at down the road after you've already, you know, gotten to your third level or so. Number four, use Navigate Email Compiler. That's crucial, because that's not just about what. That's a skill you need to develop, and every time I go out there and teach and train it, and if you guys haven't seen my training I did at Tuesday night training I did about, I don't know, four weeks ago or so, I did a training on how to use Navigate, and I showed people different emails that I've drafted and used for, you know, reactivation, emails for motivation for my associate base. Just, there's so many ways to use the email compiler that you need to develop an expertise around that, about managing your organization. And then hand out Navigate cards. You know, you want to become skillful in handing out your Navigate cards as you're out there in the public and you're sharing with people how to do that. And that's basically trained on what? The Navigate website, so you don't have to go very far to learn that, but you need to get proficient in it. It's one of those skills you need to develop. C was how to approach people to become associates. Well, you want to develop a personal contact list. This could be, you could take your own one contact list and break it out into people you perceive as business, potential business partners versus those that are just customers. A lot of people do that. Or build a separate contact list for this target market. Whichever way you want to do it, but you want to distinguish them. Because you don't want to go after customers to be business builders. You want to go after people you perceive as potential business partners. And that's what you call them, partners. You want to do it in a very honoring way as business partners. So you want to get that. Navigate in-home workshops. You want to be doing in-home workshops. That's something that you want to teach and train because they're very effective. I did one of those this weekend, too, on Friday night. And then one-on-ones to show the business presentations. So you want to make sure you're out there meeting with people, showing them business presentations, sharing the business opportunity with them. What do I use in addition to the business presentation? The only thing I'm using today in addition to the business presentation is what's attached to this outline today, the Manitech 12-month business plan. I use that as well. So that's my add-on material to show them how the business is done, right? And I might have along with me my whole kit, my plotter and all that, so they can touch it, feel it, and all, and see what it looks like. So that's what I use when I do business presentations. Okay, so I have a process to do that, learn, develop that skill. And then the D I added, and take your outline, if you have your outline. Lydia's already redrafted it, I believe, and reposted it on the Manitrain website, but add a D in your outline here, because what was left off was my how to service customers. You know, serving our customers is a huge piece of this puzzle, and you need to develop the skills and structure to do that, because that's important. So on how to service customers, you need, number one, how do you have constant contact with them? What are you doing? Are you doing a man-a-mail? Did you set up an autoresponder system? What are you doing to make sure you're contacting those customers, that they're not stranded out there? Because a customer's not going to behave any different than anyone else if they feel left alone. You want to make sure, and you don't want to overwhelm them, but you want to be able to give them something. Like once a month, you know, when you first start, you want to make sure they understand the 4-free discount program, all that stuff. But once a month, they should be getting a man-a-mail or something. And, you know, you and I don't have contact with the customers in my downline. Right now, Manitech doesn't allow us to collect the data and information of all the consumers in our downline. So there's no way for Mary Jo to track them, put them on autoresponders, do anything. Until we break loose with that information, we're stuck. So we have to make sure our what? Our people are understanding what it's going to take. And if we go out and help people sign up consumers, maybe we want to collect their email addresses as well, independent, so that we can support them. So it's a tough process right now. And until we break through and decide Manatech does and how that's going to be done, we've got to figure it out ourselves. So updates are important. And then the second thing is the 4-free discount program. You want to make sure every single customer knows the 4-free discount program so that you can start doing what? Running a referral business with them so that you make sure you help them get their products for free. It's your easiest way to grow your organization. Why do I say that? Because you don't have to go out and find new people. You have every single time you have a new customer in your organization, I want you to look at that customer and I want you to say to yourself, there's 250 people behind that customer. Each person has a sphere of influence of at least 250, and that's a gold mine that you need to tap into. Now, most of us on this call never built our business around referrals. One of the reasons is that a lot of the people that we are trying to get them to give us referrals, really there was this concept, how do they win about giving you referrals? Well, because then I can get their products for free. Well, today you truly can. You truly can. And each person that customer gives you as a referral will produce for them a 25% discount off of that person's order, right? So you're looking at getting a 25% credit off the new person's order. So you want to help them get their products, the credits against their monthly orders. And so they have built-in and huge incentive to work with you on a referral business. So make sure that you run with that concept, and that means you need to be in contact with them. All right, so servicing customers is another skill. So that just gives you kind of four areas of skills I think you really need to develop in a huge way. The Navigate system is critical and core to that because it's such a useful system, and we want to make sure people are trained on a system. Then number five, okay, in the outline, after you learn and develop those skills and build your business unit, what's the next thing? You're going to teach your four associates to do and know the same thing. And then after that, what's your next thing you do? When your four build their business units, then you become what we call the mentor. You mentor them to be great teachers. So they're going to step in and now be the teacher role that you just did to learn the following skills that are outlined in number four. And you can help them with that by hosting leadership calls, reviewing teaching skills, providing group teaching, some of those kind of things. So you can be a big asset to them in helping host leadership calls, be on leadership calls with them. But they become the teachers. You are just a mentor in that relationship. I continue to do three-way calls with people all the way through from top to bottom in my organization because I love them so much. And that's just, Mary Jo's a three-way call addict. So that just happened to be one of my addictions I have. So, you can become addicted to it, or you definitely want to teach and train your people to do the same thing so it's duplicatable. Because you don't want to be the only one in your organization doing three-way calls. That you want to make sure you're duplicatable. The next step after that, after the mentor stage, is then to manage. And that's manage when they get their 16 to build their business units. Now you're going to be, you'll be presidential for sure, right? You're going to be more than presidential. You're going to be like one level away from being platinum. You're going to encourage them to duplicate the leadership calls, the group teaching, the coaching one-on-ones, and the three-way calls. And you're going to oversee the duplication process so you make sure there aren't any weak links there. You want to make sure you want to plug the holes, make sure people are doing what they committed to doing, and it becomes what? Predictable behavior produces predictable results. And it just keeps duplicating itself because what is everybody doing? They're going out and they're building a business unit. Isn't that a blessing? What is your job? Build a business unit. What are your job or your four to do? That your next step is to teach and train your four associates to build their business unit. And then you mentor them to help their four, each four build theirs, and then you manage. The common education must be a structure for communicating and working in a professional, accountable manner that aligns the efforts of the people involved. So this is language from Rick Tonita. And it really is about effective communication, and you want to make sure you have accountability set up, and that's why you build a chart, you put a time frame on it, you have a distinct business unit concept, and you could have a one page. The other thing you can do with this business unit is you can develop one page that has a business unit on it that has all blanks, and they just fill in the blanks. We used to do that in the past with the 4x4. I like it now because now you got truly got that customer layout, and they can just fill in the blanks. Now, they don't have to build their customers the way I built them, but you always want to advocate that they have their own member account, and they put customers underneath it. You also want to advocate centipede, that after they get their product for free, they want to start centipeding their customers underneath their own position, because otherwise you're going to build one really pregnant leg full of customers. You could do that, but if one of your other four legs doesn't pan out, or some of these legs don't pan out for you, you might have a lopsided volume because you put all your consumers in one leg. All right, so that's the reason why I like to spread out the legs. A structure for selected and inviting prospective partners through a dignified and respectful opportunity evaluation process. This is about making sure that we have a contact list that is associated with bringing in business partners, and that we approach them in a way that's very validating. That's about making sure that we're utilizing Navigate in a way for a business prospect versus a health prospect, and treating them with the dignity that they deserve to be treated with, because you want them to feel special that they are now a partner of yours, a business partner. And that's what we're building here, is business partnerships. And then 3, a structure for selecting, inviting, and servicing customers in a dignified manner as well. And that's the whole concept that we just talked about. Okay, upon building your business unit, you have mastered the competencies necessary to expand their business units in a predictable manner. So the bottom line becomes, choose your business unit you wanted to duplicate. Choice is my choice, 4 associates and 20 customers. That's my business unit. That's the one I want to duplicate. Could you choose something else if you chose to? Absolutely. But the concept of doing predictable results is to have what? What does he say up front? He says the core of duplication is structure. So you have to choose what your structure is. Have the desired output clearly defined. And that's what we're doing here. We're clearly defining for people what their output is. And that's why we're clearly distinguishing. If somebody just wants to be a consumer, do not bring them in as an associate. They will not qualify. So you need to find 4 business partners that are those who qualify as your associates. And duplicate the competencies and resources needed to create it, and provide your group with a very specific vision and blueprint for achieving specific predictable results. And that's what this is about. Okay, everybody? So is that great? Does that help? Let's get some feedback from everybody out there.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
It looks like to me that this model, it's still the 4x4. It's still the 4 business associates. So you're still having to get that.
Right.
So it hasn't really changed except for adding customers.
Well, it's changed in this way, that you clearly distinguish a partner from a consumer.
Right.
And you've never done that in the past. There's no one in Manatech that's ever done that. They always bring in their customers as associates, and then they try to get them to go out and build a business. So now you truly are not going to be able to bring somebody in, call them an associate, if they're not really, truly a business partner of yours who's committed to building their business unit. You get it?
Yeah.
So you have a definable... You have a definable concept that people look at, and here's the perception difference by people. They're out there going, well, I'm going to find more people who just want to consume the product. So if you go with them on a 4x4 structure, they're going to go, oh, man, I don't know. You know, everybody I'm finding wants to consume. And a 4x4 doesn't give you that option. It doesn't give you a place to put them. It doesn't make it an honorable, respectable activity, and it doesn't validate what the experience is going to be in the marketplace.
Now, if you can, you're building all customers to go to presidential. Is there a problem in terms of the rules that say you have to have these certain legs with no more than such and such?
Well, yeah, you have the same problem. If you wanted to, like, take the assumption, let's say, okay, Mary Jo, I want to build my entire business just with consumers. Can you do that and get the presidential director?
Right. Can you be
a presidential director and only have consumers in your organization? Absolutely. And what's the reason why? Because what's the rule to be presidential director?
That's 60,000 GPV.
A volume. It's a volume rule. It doesn't have anything to do with anyone else being a leader in your organization, right? It's just 60,000 of GPV, which means you need, and it's broken down by legs. Today, because consumers can what? Sponsor consumers. Members can sponsor members. You are technically building independent legs. So every time you sign up a customer, a member, underneath you, you've started a new leg. Never before were they called legs because you couldn't put anyone under a member. They were just out there. But they always were treated as volume. If you even if you couldn't put anyone underneath them, you technically, the volume that was in your all of your members in the past was independent volume from a specific leg. So they treated it as volume that didn't have to, it didn't, was not included in the 40, 15, or 40, 14, and 6 for presidential, right, Ann? Follow me? Yeah, they didn't take that volume and put it in one of your fat, pregnant legs. It was outside volume. It just wasn't independent, quote unquote, independent legs because they really weren't legs because they were just stubs. You couldn't put anything underneath them. They were like stubbles, right? Think about shaving. They were stubs on the face. Now, you can build sophisticated legs out there, which is why I made the comment when I talked about why would it be that you wouldn't build, my chart shows one leg of customers, but you know my philosophy is every time you bring in a customer, don't put it under another customer because you should be building referrals to help them get their products for free. So every time you bring in a customer, you build an independent leg after you get your member account paid, after you get your whatever quantity of products you want for free in your member account, which maximum is 250, you want to start putting your customers in other legs so that you don't get stuck having one totally pregnant leg that you could have 60,000 of volume, but 50 of it's coming from one pregnant customer leg. Follow me?
Right.
You don't want that to happen. Right. Okay, so yes, you can if you choose, and that's a model you can build. If you go, you know what, I really like the idea about building the presidential just with consumers, then that can be your model. Okay, when you start off on the call today, what was one of the first things I said? The desired output had to be defined. Then define for yourself and define for the people you find that this is how to build. So you're going to find somebody who wants to do the business, Anne, even if you just go after customers. I guarantee you.
Okay.
So when you find somebody who wants to be a business builder, you're going to bring them in as an associate, so you'll have them, and then you can teach and train them how to get the presidential just with consumers.
Mm-hmm. And then
you
they'll find
you. Right, and they're going to find associates as well. So you can build your business that way as well.
That's an interesting thing because I think some people would, you know, I know can be discouraged. Well, I've got two, but how can I get my three and four right away? Well, you don't necessarily. So it's nice to be able to build the consumer and actually when someone, if you really are good about getting those referrals, then some of those members are going to say, oops, I think I should become an associate.
Right.
Because
well,
I'm doing
could,
so well.
Thing you, could tell, you could also talk to people about the fact that, well, if you don't get your four associates, then duplicate your member account leg. In other words, build if you, instead of getting four associates, if you get only two, then build two other legs with customers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, and meantime, I mean, that can be, you know, you eventually probably will find them, but that's a very nice, less pressure. Still yep. making money, still doing the business.
Yep. But remember,
yeah.
when you do yeah. the business that way, when you choose to build the business, everybody get this clear, when you choose to do the business exclusively by building on customers, who's doing all the work?
You are.
You are.
Okay, I want it to be really be clear to you guys. Therein lies the problem. You are doing all the work. You need to keep in contact with all of them. You need to babysit them all. You need to keep them educated. You need to keep sharing with them. You need to make them feel like they're, you know, important. And you're going to have thousands of those, and they're all going to be about you. Because your customers are not in it for the business, so they're not going to want to, you know, get in contact with their friend once a month and talk about what's new in Manatech and Nutrivirus and what packs are now available and did you use the full advantage of the 4 free discount program. They're not going to do that as customers. you're going to be doing that with all of those people. That is why, is it realistic to talk about building to presidential just with customers? You can, it can be done, but I'm just going to tell you, you're going to work, you're going to really, really work hard at it. And what my suggestion would be, to the extent you don't find four associates or business partners, then build, definitely have at least four legs that you are building customers in.
Right. And I just think it relieves the pressure and keeps you prospecting, because you'll know at least you'll get customers, and they will count.
Well, you, yeah. And notice that even in my diagram, I'm suggesting you're adding 10 new every month. I mean, every one of the business period, that sets of business periods. So you're constantly, you never stop. But most of my suggestion is, most of the time what you're doing is you're helping people get their products for free, because that's a great place to find people. Is it inevitable you're going to find new customers? Absolutely. Because, again, you go to the post office, you share with somebody, you do something, you're going to find a new customer who wants to do something that's convenient and affordable. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Does that help?
Yeah.
Good. Yep.
Mary Jo, this is Joni.
Hi, Joni.
One of the things that I think that would underline what you just said on your chart is underneath the four boxes you have down there, to do what you just taught. You know, under business period 1 and 3, just put do. Business period 4 to 6, teach.
Oh, okay. Oh, I get it. So this would be under BP 1-3, use the terminology learn and practice, and then under the business, the next one is teach, and the next one's mentor, and the next one's manage. Great idea. I love that.
That really our goal. You know, we don't want to be running around like chickens with our head cut off forever. but that really underlines what you were just explaining to Anna about.
No, I love that. I love that. Perfect. No, it's perfect. I love that. Love that. Love it. Thank you. And I'm looking for suggestions for improving. That's why it says draft, because we want to make this a beautiful chart. So any of you who have suggestions, send me emails, give me a call, whatever, because we really want this. Do you like it already? I mean, does it work for you to some extent?
Yes. Yes. Like? Yes. Oh, it's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This is Joni again. Under the member, one of the things that I have found that people kind of get daunted even by 20 members. But when I say find four and help them get their products for free, which is the same thing, it's not so daunting to them. Find four.
If you look at the bottom of my chart, which we'll emphasize because I want this bigger, it says business unit equals 4 associates and 20 customers. For finding customers, as easy as finding 4 and through 4 free discount program, helping them get their products for free.
Okay, that's exactly what I said. Yeah.
You get
it?
Exactly what you're saying. I totally agree. Because you don't want people to think, oh my gosh, I got to find 20. No.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
there
what it sounds like, you know, the business unit. 20 customers, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
This is Rebecca. I wanted to ask you, I guess it wasn't real clear, I think you might have said it, when under the member account where it says 10 plus in green and then yellow, 10, that's you're finding your another 10 associate, 10 customers?
No, it's you're actually building referrals, because remember, my real strategy here is, yeah, for those of you who know me, you know that the only people I'm putting under customers is their referrals. So if I actually go out and I'm at the post office and I find a new customer, where is he going to go? He's going to be another line extending from you, creating the start of a new leg.
Under your member account?
No, not probably under my. Once I get my member account, get my products for free, I'm going to start a new leg. Because, again, here's the reason, Rebecca, I start a new leg with a new customer once I get my product for free, is because what if some of these associates don't work out? I don't want to have all my volume in one leg. It's the same concept to think about as you're trying to get the presidential director. You don't want to build a phenomenal pregnant leg, right? You want to start putting volume off in other legs to make sure that, you know, if you went down a year from now and under your member account you had 45,000 of volume, and and you had 15,000 on the outside, you wouldn't be presidential director because
right,
you kept
it.
Putting all your customers under your member account. You get it?
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm trying to...
underneath you.
Right. Once you get... Because the whole purpose of putting the customers underneath your member account is only one thing. The whole purpose is to get product for free in that member account. That's the advantage you have by having your own member account, that you can get up to $250 of free product, right?
Okay.
And that's a great thing to do. That makes sense. You could actually set up, technically, if you want to get really, I mean, I don't want to get too fussy about this, but there's so many strategies. You could set up your husband member account as the next leg and then put customers under him. So now you could get $500 of product for free.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So you can duplicate that same, but all I'm telling you is don't build one leg with all of your customers in it, because when that takes off and you really start doing a huge business there, you don't want to prevent yourself from getting the presidential director because you built only one customer leg.
Okay. Mary Jo, this is Carol, and I have a question about that. And you said to sign up your husband as a member. My husband is already an associate, and his member account has to be under him, correct?
Not true. It's what Manatech has said, that anyone in the household can have a member account. So you could, if he already has a member account, you can get rid of that one and put it under you, under a top position.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Cool. Thank you. Yeah. And then I had one other question on your outline. You had number 7, manage them when they get their 16. Is that 16 or is it supposed to be the 36?
No, 16. Because what it does is it's based on your first month, you're getting your first business period, you're finding your own business unit. The second business period, you're helping your 4 find their 4. The third business section is help the 16, which are the 16 new associates, find their 4.
Okay? Thank you.
And then the next level. Yeah, it goes level by level. How many, it's when you're talking about 4, 16, 64, those are new associates, helping those new associates build their business units. Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of what Joni said. Yeah, we're adding learn and practice, teach, mentor, and manage. That's a language, yeah. Maybe we even build a second page to this 12-month business plan and incorporate all my stuff from Rick Tonita, just the whole concept of predictable results. You know what I mean? Because people like that language. Predictable action produces predictable results, yeah.
Hey, John, we have a family in our church that has a child with cancer. They have a bunch of kids. What we do is sign the father up, get photo, give us $250, right?
Sign the father up, you mean as a member underneath their associate position?
Yeah, as a member. Now, that's
right.
Working out. Would that be under my member account?
No, if you want them to get the benefit, you want them in as an associate first.
Okay, she's in as an associate.
Okay, then underneath their associate position, put a member account of one of the family members, and then build consumers under that member account. And they can get $250 of free product in the member account, and they'll be making probably, if they're not all-stars, they'll be making 15% income off of all the other consumers as well. Yeah, perfect. That's the way I do it. But I would put their member account under their own associate position.
Okay. All right.
If they're already an associate. And that's the best way to do it. And then you can definitely help them with getting products for free.
Okay, so my husband is an associate. So when I get my $250 worth free under my member account, I put him in under me again as a member?
Sure. No, as a member you can. Manatech says you can put members in under your position. You can put members, anyone who's a part of your family. So,
okay.
All right?
Okay. I think I've got it. Sorry.
Yep.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
Do you have something specific where he could go on Manatrain on how to teach others how to manage their custom, you know, how to train their customer, teach their customers? Do you have anything that's updated, or has it been?
Not. I'm going to tell you, I don't have anything because I've been waiting for Manatech to make some decisions on what they're going to do with this whole customer relationship, because it's so hard when we can't have access to their information. The only one that has access to information right now is the sponsoring person. And that could be a customer or an associate. So it's really, for that, those of us leaders upline, we don't have access to any of that information. And it's pretty devastating. So Manatech better correct that issue. Otherwise, this isn't going to work, I don't think. I think it's a big issue.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have a tremendous amount of, you know, we're going to lose everything we think we gain. We're thinking we're gaining all this incredible benefit of massive numbers, and we're going to lose all that because, again, without being honored and respected and educated, people won't get the touches. Yeah.
Right. But you still have some kind of training on how to manage your customers.
Okay. I heard about five people at one time. And I'm now echoing for some reason. All right, I just muted everybody because we had a problem. So if you wanted to ask one more question, I'll hang on for another minute or so. We're away. I got a coaching call coming up too. But any last minute questions? You're going to have to unmute again because we had somebody who was causing a huge echo.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mary Jo?
You do have something. I guess I'm echoing. You have some kind of specific training on how to train your customers, right?
I don't have a training on that. I mean, I've done it in the past. Let me think about what I might have for you, and I'll get that out. How's that?
Thanks.
Yep.
Mary Jo, I had a question.
Okay.
If you have someone that's an associate at the time, and they've only got, like, five people under them, family members that they're ordering products for, then does it matter whether or not they become a member under their associate position? If they're not going to keep their associate position active, or would you recommend they do that?
Well, what are you trying to achieve?
She often misses getting her team bonus because she only has five orders under her position. So I'm thinking that she would be better off having a member position and placing her five or whatever, six orders under her member position. But I'm wanting to know, should her member position be under me or under her if she's not going to keep her associate position active?
Well, if she orders, I don't know why I'm echoing. I don't know why it keeps echoing, but let me try this. No, I'm not echoing. Okay, so here's the question. If you have an associate in your downline who has five family members underneath her, and she is, I'll assume one thing. I'm going to assume she's ordering 100 a month in her name, okay? And what the problem is some months she doesn't get her team bonus. That can't be, if she's not ordering 100 a month, then she's never going to get a team bonus. So I have to make the assumption she's ordering 100 a month. But she has these five family members underneath her, and maybe it's because sometimes they don't order on a monthly basis, which kills her team bonus. My suggestion, if these five family members are all just consumers, is instead of having them in as, instead of their associate, put a consumer account underneath each one of them. Let them order under their consumer accounts instead of their associate accounts, and she'll at least get, you know, 15% of their orders, the five orders, every single month whenever they order. Does that make sense? Because if you're asking her, should she set up a member account? If she sets up a member account, then she's got to order in her associate position and in her own personal member account in order to get the value. The other thing that she could do is she could set up here, let's look at another alternative. She could get rid of her associate position, set herself up as a member herself, okay? So come in as a member and then put her five family members, can terminate their associate positions, put their five family members underneath her as members also. This probably will produce the best results for her. So now if she orders $100, she's going to get a 25% credit off of each one of those five orders every month they order, whether they order or not. So she's at least going to, instead of spending $100 a month, she's going to spend anywhere from $0 to $100, depending on who orders and who doesn't. Does that make sense? So that's probably her best result. If she really is just a consumer, doesn't want to care about doing the business, I would terminate her five positions underneath her, put herself a member account underneath herself, because if she's directly underneath you, no one's ordering upline from her until they get to you. It doesn't. She doesn't have to be directly underneath you because you're the first upline associate. Okay, so put a member underneath her current associate position. Start ordering in that member account, and then sign up her five family members as consumers under her member account. Now she's gotten the maximum of all benefits because that'll pay her out more than the 15% of the order. She's getting 25% credit versus 15% of the order. Does that make sense? You're going to have to
Mary Jo?
Yep.
Does she have to terminate, you have to terminate those other positions in order to sign up those new member accounts?
Well, technically you can't have a member account unless it's under your own account. Would Manatech ever trace that? Probably not, but I would. It's so easy to do. I mean, you just file a termination form on them and bring them back in as members. It's not a hard thing to do.
Okay.
But you can. I mean, I know a lot of people aren't doing it. They're just abandoning them and they're coming in as members somewhere else. Because Manatech, the whole tracing concept under Manatech is by Social Security number. Once you're not giving a true Social Security number, there's not a tracking. And the worst that they could do is probably go back and say, hey, wait a minute, you have this account over here, you can only have, and then you can go, well, here's a termination, and then give them a termination. I think they'll probably accept that. You're not gonna have the Manatech police come after you. Okay. But that's your best result. Good working through that with you today. That's a good concept. Because you always have to remember, is 15% cash worth more than 25% credit? Not. So you're always going to be better off getting 25% credit if your goal is to merely offset the price of your products. If you want to make income, now you're a different story. But this woman doesn't care about making income. She just would love to get her products for free. And under the team bonus concept, she's getting killed. Because the team bonus concept, you know, it doesn't work for consumers. Because the problem is you have to always have four. If you have only three, you lose all of it. You don't get any piece of it. You lose everything. So that's the great distinction between team bonus versus what we have now with the four free discount program. Okay, everybody, I got a coaching call coming up. Great call. Hope you guys are learning a lot, working hard. Thanks for the feedback on the 12-month business plan. I'll take all that advice and structure that in. Does everybody on this call have to choose to do the business unit of 20 by 4? No. That's just a choice you can make. It's a choice. You can decide that you want to build your whole business around just getting consumers. So, but it's a choice you make it, and then that's what becomes your structure for duplication. When you talk to people, that's what you duplicate on, all right? So can it be that you fall back if people only find two associates, that they don't feel like they failed? Yes, just say build another customer leg. If you're not going to build associate leg, build a customer leg. Because you don't want them to miss out on the different levels and earning the iPads. So if they're doing really well building customers and they only found two associates, then tell them to build another customer leg. Remember, the idea here is to really have four strong legs because we're trying to get you to Yeah, well, if you really can't get the platinum presidential with just customers because you have to have four presidentials underneath you. But our idea is to build four strong legs. If you're trying just to get the presidential status, you just need three strong legs. And those can be consumer legs or they can be associate legs. Either way it works. All right? So you can achieve the same results with consumer legs as you do with associate. It's just always remember that when you start building programs where the person's got to work really hard every day of their life, babysitting customers, thousands of them or hundreds of them, that's another perhaps task that they don't want in their life. They don't want to have to babysit hundreds of customers. And under the program I just set up for you, the 4x20 program, you're going to have by 4 months down, or by the end of 1 year, this shows that you're only going to have 50 total customers. So that's something manageable. Managing, 600 customers, I think, makes life pretty miserable. Okay? All right. All right, everybody. Love you all. Talk to you next week. Have a great week. Don't forget, last week of the business period. Bye-bye, everybody.